Tuesday, the 21st of October. I'm Alec Hogg, and here's your special report for premium members. I feel so privileged to have attended many AGMs of Berkshire Hathaway, not just when Charlie Munger was alive and held fort as the deputy to the great Warren Buffett, but indeed now that Warren has retired from the company, there'll be, well, no more Berkeyvilles like it used to be. That, however, doesn't mean that the memories fade. And one of the things that I was reminded of in the last few days, because I've been deep diving into our own financials, is the way that Warren said that the language of business is accounting. And it continues to befuddle me that so many people who are in business haven't got the faintest idea of accounts, or indeed they have a very low opinion of those who keep the score. Now, it's not like in cricket when we would look at the scorer who was usually a guy who couldn't play the game much and would come along and keep the numbers and keep everyone happy. You pretty much knew what you scored or how many were hit off you. In accounting, it's a very, very different story. It's a lot more than just a scorekeeper. You get a figure wrong, you post it in the wrong area, you make a inversion, and it can cost you a fortune. So it's all about precision. It's almost engineering of it's the science of business in many ways. And I've been reminded of this continuously. And if there's one thing I can say to you, if you are in business or have anything to do with business and you don't understand accounting, do yourself a big favor and go and take a course in accounts. It's not easy. I remember when I was at university, after doing my national service and was quite impatient to get into life, I remember doing first year BCom at Maritzburg University, and we sailed, pretty much most of us sailed through all the subjects at half year, excepting accounts. 80% failed, and I remember at the end of the year, I was delighted to come out with a second for accounts because I think more than half of our class failed again. It's one of those subjects that it kind of clicks into place or it doesn't. And if it doesn't, make sure you've got a really good accountant. Okay, that's my view for today. I wasn't only busy with accounts. Today I had two really interesting interviews. You might recall that I told you about a place called Lekkerwater, which is in the De Hoop Game Reserve here in the Western Cape, about 2.5 hours from where I live in Hermanus. It was our special treat for Jeanette and I after all the effort that we'd put in at the conference. And it turned out to be everything we anticipated or had hoped for and more. Amazing place. Only seven rooms, I think it is. And that's because the Cape Nature, the people who own the game, the reserve, have prescribed that when the people who built Lekkerwater, which is natural selections, put it there, they could only use the existing imprint of the lodge and the house, and that wasn't very big. And the rooms are on stilts. You wouldn't say so when you go there. They're beautiful and they're pretty, well, as much five-star luxury as I've been in. And the nice thing is that South Africans get a South African rate. Well, you can. And I found out how this whole thing, how the pricing works from Colin Bell, who's the co-founder of it. You know, I was so impressed by this organization. I just had to find out who the guy was who began it. And he came onto BizNews TV today. We had an hour together. He's a fascinating individual. If you know anything about conservation or ecotourism, you probably know him or know of him. I was delighted to meet the man. He was instrumental in getting Botswana into its preeminence in ecotourism. And he, apart from Lekkerwater, they've got another project called Gwekwe in the old Transkei, I think it is, where the local community have decided that instead of taking back the land that they were kicked off more than 100 years ago. They would preserve it for future generations and do a partnership with Natural Selections where they get a royalty. And last year, the very first year of this project, they got a royalty of over 450,000 when most of them were just hoping for maybe 10, 20,000 rand. So it says a lot about what can be done in tourism in South Africa. And it really is a fabulous insight, and a really interesting man is Colin Bell. I would suggest that you spend a bit of time. Go and listen in to him. He goes on a little bit to in the start of it. So you're welcome to skip through after 12, 14 minutes. As I said to him in the interview, I have never in all my years of interviewing thousands of people had someone who just kind of dominated the conversation. Wasn't able to get a word in edgeways for the first 15 minutes, but it was fascinating. And I didn't really want to interrupt him. He was such in his flow. But after that, the conversation becomes more conversational. And it is a lovely interview. I'm looking forward to getting a South African rate on Gwekwe. And perhaps, who knows, if we can save enough, go up and see the focus of the organization, which is in Botswana, in the Okavango region, a place I haven't been to yet. So that's one for the bucket list. My other interview today was with Matt Cuthbert. And this is a young man. He's in his early 30s now, who went into politics at the age of 22 at Ekurhuleni in the metro there and served there. Now he's been in parliament since 2019. He's the Democratic Alliance's head of policy, one of those young lions in the party. You think of people like Celia Brunk, Chris Pappas, of course, Jordan Hill Lewis. There are a number of these, Mark Burke, can't forget him, of these bright young things in the DA who really have dedicated their lives, I suppose, so far, their young lives, and are high-quality individuals. You can just see that. They're leaders, they're smart, they are well-balanced, and they come across extremely well as people who serve the public interest. Remember, we in journalism feel that we're in the same boat, so you can kind of relate to these very smart young people who are making a difference already and would into the future make a bigger difference if South Africa regains its sanity and kicks out the crooks and brings in people who actually work for we the people. Anyway, Matt Cuthbert was talking about the new BEE approach that the Democratic Alliance has. It's a proposed bill which Cyril Ramaphosa has already rejected. In fact, it didn't take him long once he'd seen what was put on the table by the DA to say that BEE is a constitutional issue. So there's quite a lot of headway or a lot of headwinds for this. And I put that to Matt. I said, why bother? Why go to all this effort to put something on the table when your partner in the Government of National Unity has already rejected it outright? And of course, that's only part of the story, because remember, there are many recipients of the largesse of BEE, this crazy policy that the way it's currently structured is benefiting elites who've already got too much money, and they get cut in or told by the companies who have to do BEE deals. They don't want to, they have to do them, are told, well, you've got to use these people. These are your usual suspects. So it's almost like it's their turn to eat. And then if you go around to the night spots that these fellows frequent, you'll see the Johnny Walker Blue and Cream Sodas going, oh, what's the new one? Macallan, I think, is the name of that whiskey, which is now a tipple of choice. These ridiculously expensive liquor that you drink, I suppose, if you're a connoisseur or if you're taking it with cream soda, because you can. Anyway, Matt says, nuh-uh. What happened with VAT? the DA kicked back against it. Were it not for the DA, we'd have a 2 percentage point higher VAT at the moment that we'd all be paying. And he said that the mood in the country has changed. Well, certainly amongst the rational people, the mood has not really changed much because it's always been that way. But amongst those who are becoming more rational about the future and about the power that their votes carry, well, maybe we are going to be seeing something more sensible in future, and BEE is one of those areas where we can start. It might, however, have to wait until 2029, but anyway, the DA has laid out its stall, and it was an interesting interview as well. She'll have some interesting interviews tomorrow to share with you. Cheerio.